Hello, everybody, and welcome to Around Town. I'm your host, Ron Giordano. We have two special guests today. You're listening to 101.5 FM, your Huntley Community Radio Station, WHRULP. We have Natia Hong, life skills teacher, and Lindra Bastian, orchestra teacher from the Woodstock Creekside Middle School, who have a program called United Sounds. And I think you're going to be very interested in hearing this because it is an awesome program. And the kids that are in this program just love it to the very end. I mean, it's really a remarkable program. These ladies have done a really great job. So I want you to hear from them and what they're doing and how the program works. So ladies, welcome to Around Town.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you for having us.
Well, you're quite welcome. Let's tell the folks what you're doing and how this program works.
Sure. So back in 2019, Natia and I connected and were able to work out a schedule to bring this program to our students. Basically, what it does is it pairs an eighth grade orchestra student with a life skills student, and they work together to teach the life skills student how to play an instrument,
which is the string instrument, so the violin,
viola, or cello.
I have no musical background, so I had to learn some of the names of these instruments.
Yeah.
Okay.
So they work together in groups. There's one special ed student with a couple of our orchestra students, and they basically take it on themselves and problem solve how are they going to teach these humans how to play string instruments.
And have you had some phone calls? Because I know you had a special program on WGN that showed your program. And your program, I believe, is the only program in McHenry County. Is that the only program in the state?
It's one of four, I believe.
I think it's one of four. But in McHenry County, I think we are the only ones.
Yeah.
Yeah, the look of the children's faces when they're playing was pretty awesome when you think about it. So what is the goal for your musicians?
Our goal is that, we want to teach our special needs students how to play an instrument. So that is part of the goal, but then the other part is that we're also teaching them, about friendships,
working together
and, learning from each other. And, there's really a lot. I mean,
our eighth grade students get a lot out of this. It's really neat for them to see how they can problem solve and learn from Natia and the other aides that are there to work together. All the kids are very different. We've got nonverbal kids. We've got kids with Down syndrome. We've got a full range of students that we're working with.
And some students that have physical disabilities. So, it's that they can all learn. They can all learn how to play an instrument in their own way. Because they're not all going to perform or have the same skills, but it doesn't mean that they shouldn't have the opportunity to, have an instrument or play with an instrument. So Linda does a really good job, too, because we don't always just use the string instruments. We use other instruments like drums,
the
little
maracas and percussion instruments.
So especially for our students that have the physical disability, and sometimes they don't want to play the string instrument, we have other options too. So
it's neat because it's very individualistic.
Yes.
So we can tailor the program for each kid and their needs, and we don't do that much work. We are there to provide advice and help the kids and guide them, but it's more of a mentor program for the kids. So we have two students that are club presidents, and they go to United Sound meetings once a month and come back with ideas that they share with their peers, but they're responsible mostly for the lesson plan and how they're going to navigate that day, that rehearsal with their student. And because every kid, like we mentioned, is so unique, it looks different for each group. One kid might be playing and starting to use fingers, and then another kid might need hand over hand and be literally helped with every single thing that they do.
How do you choose the instrument for the individual child?
I think this time, for some we asked and they chose.
Yeah.
Right? But then we also assigned. For one of our students, we assigned the bass.
But the cello.
or the cello. Yeah. Sorry, not the bass. See, this is why I'm not the orchestra teacher. The cello, and then, but she wanted to play the violin.
Yeah.
So we did kind of like choose, but because she had experience, because she was one of our actually only student that was in United Sound that first year. So she's our second year.
Yeah.
And I was kind of suggesting, oh, let's try something different for her. Maybe we can try having her do cello since she did violin, but then she didn't want to. So sometimes it's based on that, but then other times
also
it's
our
just,
limitations, like mm-hmm. what do we have? So we only have a certain yeah. number of extra instruments. A lot of people have donated instruments to us, yeah. which has been very helpful so that these families don't take on any extra costs.
I think it's interesting to see the glistening in their eyes when they're playing an instrument, how they light up.
Oh yeah.
That it's just a whole different movement for them. I mean, it's just how music speaks to them mm-hmm. and yeah. what they're doing.
Well, I think our first year, so we had a student that we didn't know who was nonverbal, not like there was very little that I think you guys had shared that you didn't know about him. Mm-hmm. And he'd always sit and rock in his chair and kind of hit his head on the back of the wheelchair. And we were struggling to figure out how are we going to connect with him. We don't think he could hear, right?
Yeah, so he has a vision impairment and hearing impairment. Okay. So you know, it was a lot of like trying to figure out, and
we finally took a violin and hooked it up to an amp, and the vibrations with it were so mm-hmm. strong that for the first time ever he was still and like stopped and did it again, and you could mm-hmm. tell like we finally had connected and figured out
wow.
how to make that difference. That was really cool.
Yeah, that's got to really bring a lump in your throat, you know, when you see those kind of things.
Yeah.
When was United Sound started, basically? Do you know what year that was?
2019.
For us, yeah.
School year.
And how's that gone so far? I mean, from that time forward, has it grown?
Well, we kind of got hit with the pandemic.
Yeah.
So this is the first time we're actually finishing. So
yeah.
we started it and got through
we
March.
Had a concert in December. We had our first concert. It was amazing, very successful, and parents came out to watch. I think even some of the other classes.
Yeah.
Would come, you know,
the
and
life skills.
And then we had we went to Chicago back
yeah.
in December also because
the kids,
we had two students.
Yeah, they got to play at the Midwest or Midwest Music Teacher Convention, which is like one of the biggest. And they got to play with Navy band members,
wow.
which is really cool.
And then COVID happened, so we didn't actually get to finish the year. We had planned on doing a spring concert, which we didn't get to because of the pandemic. So,
and then we had to take a couple years off because of the pandemic.
Yep.
So this is actually our first full year back up and running and doing it. So,
and how's it going so far?
That's great.
Great, because I feel like because we did start it out and it was a lot of figuring out in the beginning. I mean, I being a special education teacher, when Linda approached me, I was like, sure, very excited, you know. Love, you know, I've worked with Linda for years, but just as like an observer, I see what she does with her students. So I was really excited to work with her because she does a lot of amazing things.
Ditto.
But then I was like panicking, like, I don't know anything about music. You know, I would say like, oh, okay, like look at, and then, you know, and the eighth graders would be like, that's a note, you know? And thank goodness they have like color codes because,
yeah.
and the like visuals, so the different note patterns have
like
different
donut, food in them.
Cake, you know,
to help them
soup.
With the rhythms, like so donut.
Well, explain to us, Linda, how that works.
Yeah, so the curriculum comes to us from United Sound, which is extremely helpful. It gives us a starting point. So they give us a book, and in that book, they do like words to help with rhythms. And like she said, everything is color coded. So each string has a color on it, and then that's like taped under on the fingerboard, and then it's color coded in their music. So they're not. It's a little bit easier to digest mm-hmm. initially.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're looking at a quarter note, which gets one beat, it's cake. So the kids just say cake while they play it, and that helps them connect it. And there's literally the head of the note is a little cake,
mm-hmm.
and then soup is a half note, so it gets two beats. So it's soup, and it's a bowl of soup that's like expanded upon a little bit, so that they can see that would be a longer note.
So who created this concept?
the founders of United Sound. So we are just adapting their curriculum and implementing it. And kind of what we have learned this year is how to take that and use that as our starter, but then grow on that too. Because we have such a unique, diverse level of students. Yeah. We can't just keep going through the book and progressing. We have to be creative.
We have to individualize and just really think outside of the box, because every musician that we have are so different, and they're not, you know, they all have different skills and different ability levels. So, and interests, and things that may interest one student does not interest another student. So a lot of it just has, I think we have to be creative. And Linda and I, what we do is we kind of just give, like she said, advice to our eighth graders, but then all the things that they learn from us when they're with their musicians, they're doing the problem solving. So they're the ones that are taking like what they're learning from us and then making those decisions, problem solving if there's, you know, something's not, you know, going the way that they had planned.
And what is the age group?
So for the musicians, it would be like fifth through eighth graders, because I teach a self-contained classroom, so I have fifth through eighth. And then
eighth graders. Yeah.
And then the peers that teach that are the ones teaching are all eighth graders. So
yeah,
so 11 to like 14 years old.
We've got a really unique dynamic group of eighth graders, though. They're very passionate about music, and they've taken like Ode to Joy and
Amazing Grace,
and they've written them down so our musicians can play them, and then our eighth graders will play the original parts with them. So we're going to do a concert in April, and I think the parents will be really happy to hear those kids being able
to
play
that. We should tell the people about your concert in April so they know what's going on. Lindra?
It's during the day, so it's just for the kids' parents that are in the program, but I think we might have it at least videotaped, but maybe another station is coming supposedly to film that, so we'll see. Yes. Kevin's working on that. We purposely don't want it to be overwhelming for the musicians and their peers. Yeah. So we are very cognizant of how we do this. And it's also about the musicians. It's not about making this a showcase for people. Mm-hmm. So we want their parents to be there and to be able to see how great their kids are doing.
Well, that's got to be heartwarming. We're going to pause for a minute just to give everybody our station identification at 101.5 FM, your Huntley Community Radio Station. We're talking to two young ladies over here that are working on the United Sound program at the Creekside Middle School in Woodstock. Lindra, what happens to the children after they graduate eighth grade? Where do they go from there?
So our district is kind of unique in that most of our life skills humans go over to the opposite side of town to continue their education. So right now, it ends. That is something, though, that we're working with the high schools on and seeing if there's some way that we can implement it so it can continue and can grow for our musicians. I know there's been curriculum brought to district to have choirs and stuff like that are more inclusive and allow for our kids to have a place.
Can you share with everybody what you refer to as your current musicians and their levels, what that entails, what that means?
Like the where each kiddo can play it?
Well, they're like in need of, you know, physical hand-over-hand assistance and things like that.
Yeah, so some kids are, we have a kid, Luca, who can do pretty much everything on his own.
Yep.
Very, very independent. And Mia is the same, and Grace. And then we have kids that, like, when you pick up their arm, you're having to pick up their whole arm and having to help them strum. So hand-over-hand is when you literally have your hand over their hand and they're physically moving their body for them.
And then we have, I have one student who has some limited physical ability. So she can, reach to the string and she can kind of pluck it.
Mm-hmm.
But just, you know, just takes a little bit longer time. So her movement is very slow, but she can do it. So she gets, kind of partial, assistance. So sometimes, they'll do hand over hand, but also she'll get the chance to do it also on her own. So she kind of does a little bit of both, where she gets to have that, where she can be a little bit independent. She'll pluck it herself, the string, and then other times where her peer mentors are helping her. So everybody's different.
Yeah.
Sure. And I bet that when they do that, there's that emotional feeling for them that uh-huh. they've accomplished something.
Yeah.
And you could see it in their faces. When they showed the article on WGN, you could see the joy in their faces. They were just delighted. And the sound had such an impact on them and how it worked.
Yeah. Those kids have some amazing smiles. It's really cool when you can see that light bulb or moment, or when we're like, wait, is that happiness? And you're like, yes, that is. And like, oh, my gosh. Yeah. No, it's really powerful. And it's good for the eighth graders to see, too. I mean, I'm an adult and I'm sitting here like in tears sometimes because it's just so powerful. But the eighth graders get to see this so early on in life. I think it's going to make a difference in who they are as adults.
Well, you had a note here. You gave me that the students can clap, pluck, bow, even the with their instruments, and how does that work?
Okay, so the exercises in the book, like you can clap soup, you can clap these different rhythms, you can take their fingers and they can pluck the strings, or they can use the bow. So that's part of the differentiation for each student that we allow to happen, depending on their needs or if it's a day where they just need to do something different. So sometimes we'll, like you said, give them percussion instruments.
And usually, like when we first start out, we don't go straight to like instrument, give them a bow, and you know. So I think we always start out with like introduction of showing what the cake, the donut, soup, mm-hmm. practicing those, what they mean. And then, you know, when you clap, so I think we practice like the clapping first, where we were doing the clap. It's just so that they get used to what those notes mean. And, you know, a cake is just a really quick clap, but then like a soup is longer because it's like soup, so they kind of have to like put their hands together,
so you break it down like start with the small and then add the instrument, because it's trickier to then find that string and then put just that string and that color and everything. So the more we can break it down, the easier it is.
I know a little interesting part was that you had a young man that when class was over he wanted to take his violin with him.
That was my student.
Is that correct?
Well,
tell us about that, Tatia.
Like Lindra was saying, he's one of our students that has a lot of great skills, and he's actually a dancer. He dances. So I think also because he's got that background of dancing, he seems to really pick up with the instrument, the rhythm, because he's got the rhythm, definitely has the rhythm. But every time we would have our United Sound practice on Fridays, he would, I think, try to like sneak his violin out, and it stays in the orchestra room, and that's the routine, and they know it. He knows it too. And Luke and Mackenzie are his mentors or his help buddies, and they have to like remind him. And
And they're high school students, right?
Eighth graders.
Yeah, and they're like, oh no, Luca, it stays here. You gotta
put it away.
You gotta put it away, because they clean up and they put it away, and they learn how to safely put the, you know, instrument back in the case, and they learn all of that. So, you know, and then he's stubborn, so that's one of his things. He's very stubborn, likes to have his own way.
However, didn't that young lady give him a violin that she had?
And that's why, because I didn't know that until that day. That day, like, I had no idea, so.
Well, we had an instrument donated, and she fixed it up.
So it was, like, kind of needed to be fixed up. Yeah. But because he was doing that, and it was, like, every time. Like, he knows that they're going to remind him, like, it stays here. You don't, you know, you can't take it home. And so I think that's really what inspired Yelp, and I think she wanted, you know, Mackenzie really wanted him to have his own, because she saw that he was very persistent, like every Friday. He knew that he was going to be stopped and be reminded, but he still, you know, he was very determined, like so he has his own right now.
So he is very clever, so he wound up getting a free violin.
Well, he has to return it at the end of the year.
Okay. All right.
They're all donated to the program. Yeah. We just happen to have an extra that we are allowed to send
with your program. Do you look for donations for instruments?
Yes, please.
Yes.
Always.
Well,
yeah.
T- tell the folks what type of insurance that you're looking for. Maybe someone has something out there that they've had, you know, collecting dust in a closet.
Yeah. So if you have any violins, violas, cellos, even basses, we'll absolutely take those off your hands. Even if you think it's in disrepair, we can look at it and see if it's affordable to get fixed up. That's how this program survives. We give all the instruments to the kids because we don't want to put another burden on their parents. This is supposed to be fun and light for them. So
do you have someone who does the repair for you, Lindra?
Cassandra Strings in Algonquin is amazing. They do all the repairs for us. So yeah, they're wonderful.
The instruments that do come in then, when the folks donate them, I'm assuming they get a letter back from you saying thank you for their donation or...
Yep, whatever they need, we'll happily provide. Yeah, we'll do anything to to help procure.
Okay, but it's primarily what string? Well,
just strings, yeah.
Just strings, no trumpets, trombones, anything like that.
I mean, I know that the band program would happily take any donations of instruments in our district, but they don't yet have a United Sound program portion yet at Creekside.
Yeah.
Okay. What are some of the moments, I know you gave me a few notes over here, some of the moments that stand out in your program that you want to tell the folks about?
I think we talked about that one, of that nonverbal human. That's a pretty poignant one. A funny one is one time I was going to the bathroom at school and one of these kids was asked if I was somebody else and I was just washing my hands. So I was like, no. And then the girl goes, Mrs. Bastion? And it was one of our United Sound students. And it was really cool that I now get to connect with some of these kids that I didn't get to before. So that's just a funny one. Just good memory.
And then for me, I just ran into a former... a parent, and his son was in United Sound that first year, and now he's at the high school, and we're at the Creekside basketball game, and, you know, after the game, he came over, and we were talking, and his son was actually one of our musicians that went to Chicago and played and he just was like, he said he watched the news, he was like, I was in tears, and he said, I just wish that, like, you know, we still had this program for my son, you know, and that's where we have it at Creekside right now, but it doesn't, we're not quite there yet. I don't even know do we have orchestra at the Westag North High School, too?
It's something that we're working on. Yeah. All these sorts of things take resources and time,
So it was just really neat to hear that, like, even though we didn't get to finish the year out and it was a short experience for his son, he just, you know, it just was one of the best things that his son was a part of. And
that's awesome.
He was just praising us and just said how much he misses that. Like, he missed seeing his son being in the program.
Have you had other schools contact you to say, we like to, you know, investigate how this program works because we want to put that in effect in our schools?
Not
yet. It's an undertaking, and I think it's a little bit intimidating. But when you have somebody as amazing as Ntia, it's really easy to work together and collaborate and find a happy balance. But it does come at a cost. They have to find the time, and I think you do this on your plan time. Mm-hmm. And then I have to give up a rehearsal every day. So there has to be that. But I think that both of our goals at the end of the day are to raise awesome humans, and this fits that bill. And
that's a dedication. That's really, you know, something that's within you. That's very important.
And like you were saying, Lindro, you said it's very intimidating. It really is, because, you know, when you approached me, I was really, you know, I was excited, and I loved that challenge of, wow, I get to, like, do something completely different and think outside of the box. But at the same time, I was like, how are we going to be successful in this? You know, it's definitely been
teamwork.
And when you're first starting it out, you got to get the word out. You have to find, you know, musicians and
get everybody to buy in.
Lindra, if they want to donate an instrument, who would they contact? How would they go about it? We don't know if the folks know how to contact you or what they should do.
Yeah, they can just contact Creekside Middle School and tell them that they would like to drop off an instrument, and then I'm sure the admin or secretaries will get in contact with us, and we can email, or you can find my email online, or I can give it if you would prefer.
So You two ladies, how did you wind up gravitating towards this in your daily lives of doing things like this? Is just, was it a calling? Was it something you really wanted to do all along?
For me, I don't know. I think I had never, I wasn't familiar with United Sound, and I had not ever thought I would do something like this. But Lindra and I think are very similar in a lot of ways. We share a lot of philosophies, and I really respect her a lot. I see a lot of the amazing things she does with her orchestra students, and it's not just teaching them music, teaching them how to play an instrument, but she really does want them to be good human beings. You know, she teaches them other things right. That's outside of teaching music, and I think that's, for me, I knew, I was like, I know that we really share a lot of the same things.
Well, before we sign off, Lindra, do you want to give a phone number, a website people can go to?
Sure. So you can...
Creekside, they could call Creekside. It's 815-337-5200. Or...
You just look up our schools, Woodstock Schools.
Yeah, or they can Google search Creekside Middle School, and then also we're listed on there.
Ladies, thank you for being with us today. You've been listening to 101.5 FM, your Huntley Community Radio station. Go to huntleycommunityradio.com, contact us, and you can look up our show. We want to thank Natia Hong and Lindra Bastian for joining us today, and have a great day, folks.
Thank you. Thank you for having us.